Our gospel lesson is from Luke, the second chapter, beginning with the 22nd verse. When the time came for their purification according to the law of Moses, they brought him up to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. As it is written in the law of the Lord, every firstborn male shall be designated as holy to the Lord. And they offered a sacrifice according to what is stated in the law of the Lord, a pair of doves and or two young pigeons. Now there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. This man was righteous and devout, looking forward to the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit rested on him. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Messiah. Guided by the Spirit, Simeon came into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him what was customary under the law, Simeon took him in his arms and praised God, saying, "Master, now you are dismissing your servant in peace according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the presence of all peoples, a light for revelation to the Gentiles, and for glory to your people Israel." And the child's father and mother were amazed at what was being said about him. Then Simeon blessed them and said to his mother Mary, "This child is destined for the falling and the rising of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be opposed, so that the inner thoughts of many will be revealed, and a sword will pierce your own soul." There was also a prophet, Anna, the daughter of Phanuel, from the tribe of Asher. She was of great age, having lived with her husband 7 years after her marriage, then as a widow to the age of 84. She never left the temple, but worshipped there with fasting and prayer night and day. At that moment, she came and began to praise God and to speak about the child to all who were looking for the redemption of Jerusalem. When they had finished everything required by the law of the Lord, they returned to Galilee, to their own town of Nazareth. The child grew and became strong, filled with wisdom, and the favor of God was upon him.
This artwork is entitled Center Christ by Lorne Wright Pittman. It was inspired by Luke 2, verses 22 through 40. Here are the words of the artist. This passage highlights postures of faithfulness. After intense interactions with angels and seemingly impossible directives from God, Mary and Joseph remain faithful to the Mosaic law. Despite a long life of anticipation, Simeon remains faithfully diligent, awaiting the coming Messiah. After losing her husband and living a long solitary life, Anna faithfully worships, fasts, and prays at the temple. Their faithful journeys converge at the temple where Jesus is to be designated holy before the Lord. I wanted the composition of this image to emphasize the focus of the actions and words of Simeon and Anna. Instead of centering themselves, they center Christ. In the patterning of their clothes, I created icons to visually express the particularity of each person. Jesus is held high while swaddled in cloth patterned in imagery of radiant starlight and olive branches of peace. Simeon's sleeves are covered with imagery of doves, referencing the Holy Spirit who rested upon him, and eyes representing his witnessing of a light for revelation to the Gentiles and for glory to your people Israel. The prophet Anna needed no explanation of who the child was. She immediately praised God and shared the good news with everyone who would listen. Her clothing is patterned with sound waves echoing the light of Christ. Silence was not an option for either Simeon or Anna. And in the midst of such desperate need for peace and justice in this world, silence is not an option for us either. Faithfulness moves us to action, calls on us to speak of God's dream for this weary world. May we not be silent, and may our faithful journeys lead us to miraculous encounters with God. Lauren Wright Pittman.
Merry Christmas. When somebody comes up to you and says, "Did you have a nice Christmas?" Right away, that implies that Christmas is in the past tense. Did you have a nice Christmas Eve service? Did you have a nice Christmas day? Now we can pack it up and put it all away because Christmas is done for this year. No. As many of you know, there are 12 days to Christmastide, and the season of Christmas continues today and next week. So, when you see someone today, say to them, "Merry second day of Christmas." Or New Year's Eve, you can say, "Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year." Beginning now, you have 10 more days to enjoy saying Merry Christmas to each other. You have 10 more days to enjoy singing Christmas carols. 10 more days of basking in the Christmas spirit. Next Sunday, we will celebrate the Epiphany of the Lord. Now, you know, there are all sorts of rituals that we have about the birth of a child. We spend time in planning so many things. How will we announce to people that a baby is on the way? We take time choosing names that will be given to the newborn. What color to paint the nursery? Do we do pink for girls and blue for boys? Green just to be in the middle? Once the baby is born, we discuss who the baby favors, the mother's side or the father's side of the family. We coo all over what a beautiful little baby it is, and it sure helps to have the child in either a pink or a blue blanket, so we can identify the gender. Now, back in my day, the father passed out cigars or gum to celebrate the birth of the child. In different Christian traditions, the child is brought to the church within a certain time limit and is either baptized or dedicated to the Lord. Some with godparents, some with the congregation taking responsibility for the upbringing of the child. These are just a portion of the rituals that we go through today with a birth of a baby. Well, Jesus was a real live baby. And Jesus also went through the rituals of his babyhood, just like we go through our babyhood rituals now. There were at least three rituals to Jesus' infancy. At 8 days, another at around 31 days, and yet another at 40 days. At 8 days, Jesus was circumcised, and the priest and the relatives came to wherever Mary and Joseph were housed for that sacred event. The event was not in the church or the synagogue or the temple, but in the house for that celebration. It was a home religious ritual. It was also the time of naming the child. During the service of circumcision, the child was given his name, which in this case was Jesus, Yeshua. They asked the question, how will this child be named? Then, at roughly 31 days of age, maybe a month, if it were a normal process, he would have been brought to the temple in Jerusalem for the service of dedication. Why? Because he was the firstborn male of the family. The firstborn male in that patriarchal society was brought up to the temple. And when the boy was 31 days old, the father would go to the temple, and as an act of redemption, he would sacrifice the firstborn of his cattle and the firstborn of his sheep to dedicate this firstborn male child to the Lord. For this child was to be the primary heir of the family inheritance, the future number one authority in the family for all disputes. Jesus was the firstborn male, and he would have gone through that ritual of dedication. Then, on the 40th day, there was a third ritual of childhood. And this ritual had to do with Mary. It was called the rite of purification. Not for the baby, but for the mother. Mary needed to be purified because she was considered unclean. If she had given birth to a boy, she was to stay at home for 40 days and not come out of the house. According to the Jewish law, Mary was to come to the synagogue on the 40th day. The law told her to offer a sacrifice of a lamb, or if she could not afford a lamb, she was to offer two turtle doves or two pigeons. She sacrifices the required two birds, and this indicates that Jesus and that family was very poor. So, we find events surrounding Jesus' 8th day, 31st day, and the 40th day. Jesus went through this cultural tradition just as we go through our rituals concerning a baby's birth and early childhood. Our scripture this morning talks about the third ritual. It was there at the temple that we encounter two interesting characters, Simeon and Anna. Both are old. Both had been waiting the promises of God to appear. Both have something they want to share with others. Both are financially poor, but rich in spirit. Both are common, ordinary people. out of respect for their age, the baby Jesus was brought for them to see. There were no miracles, no signs, no wonders. Simeon did reveal to those around him what Jesus was to be to the world, that Jesus was to be the light to the Gentiles and the glory to the Israelites. And he prophesied some ominous warnings to Mary about the suffering she would experience. But in reality, all that Simeon and Anna did was to look at the baby, and they believed. We are called to look on the baby Jesus and realize that God became incarnate, became just like us with all of our peculiarities and our foibles. He had all the same emotions and pains, the same physical pains, the same temptations. Jesus is God incarnate, Emmanuel, God with us. That's what Christmas is all about. Christ comes to us as a real, live, human baby. Let us believe. Let us pray. Jesus, we believe. Help our unbelief. Help us as we start a new year to be committed to listening to and responding to Your Holy Spirit as we live our lives for You. Help us to speak out for You. Lord, we thank You for Your love and guidance. It is in Your name we pray. Amen.